HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Union Home Ministry on Wednesday issued advisory to states and union territories over blatant violation of COVID-19 norms, saying there is a need to guard ourselves against complacency and laxity, which has crept in as positivity has declined. It also asked states to make officers personally responsible for any laxity in strict enforcement of COVID-appropriate behavior. If the norms of COVID-19 appropriate behavior are not maintained at any establishment, premises, markets, etc., such places shall be liable for the reimposition of restrictions, for containing the spread of COVID-19, and the defaulters shall also be liable for action under the relevant laws, the advisory sent by Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla said. As China begins the construction of the world's first commercial small modular reactor, SMR, the country's military has deployed electronic warning and surveillance aircraft and helicopters on two disputed islands in the South China Sea, the Washington Times reported. Satellite images procured by the publication revealed deployment had begun in May and June of PLAKJ-500 airborne warning and control aircraft to Mischief Reef in the Spratly Island. Moreover, other satellite captures show the stationing of a Y-9 transport aircraft and Z-8 helicopter to Subi Reef in June and this month. Last year, KQ-200 anti-submarine warfare aircraft were deployed on Fiery Cross Reef. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Foreign Secretary Harsh Shringla will all chair high-level meetings on topics of global importance including maritime security, UN peacekeeping operations and counter-terrorism during the Indian presidency of the UN Security Council, UNSC, next month. While Prime Minister Modi is expected to chair the meeting virtually, both EAM Jaishankar and Foreign Secretary Shringla will fly to New York next month to guide 1 month tenure of the Indian presidency in 2021. India has a 2-year tenure till the end of 2022 as a non-permanent member of the UNSC. The Supreme Court on Wednesday took suo motu cognizance of the decision of the Uttar Pradesh government to allow Kawal Yatra amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. It has issued notices to both the central government as well as the Uttar Pradesh government and scheduled the hearing of the matter for July 16. The development comes amid the UP government's decision to go ahead with the Kawal Yatra, even when Uttarakhand has scrapped the annual pilgrimage this year. Senior officials of the UP administration indicated that they could make a negative COVID-19 test report mandatory. It's status quo in UP. We are talking to Kawal Singhs and everything will be done within the COVID-19 protocol. Even if devotees come from other states to UP, they will have to follow those protocols, Additional Chief Secretary, Home, Anish Kumar Awasthi said on Tuesday. A 1938 oil on canvas by Amrita Shergill titled In the Lady's Enclosure, has become the second most expensive work by an Indian artist after V.S. Gayonde's 1961 canvas, Untitled. The 21.5 by 31.5 canvas fetched 37.8 crore, $5.14 million, at the Summer Live sale of Mumbai auction house Saffron Art held on Tuesday. The amount, which was a little less than the higher bid limit of 40 crore, includes buyer's premium. The 21.5 by 31.5 canvas fetched 37.8 crore, $5.14 million, at the Summer Live sale of Mumbai auction house Saffron Art held on Tuesday. The amount, which was a little less than the higher bid limit of 40 crore, includes buyer's premium.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.